Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, January 17th, 2020. Due to two large demonstrations by farmers, considerable traffic restrictions in Berlin and Brandenburg are to be expected for today and tomorrow. Two different initiatives have called for protests nationwide against new fertilizer regulations and for fair food prices, and thousands of farmers are expected to attend and impact the city traffic with tractors. Plan your trips carefully if you're traveling. You can find a link to the affected routes in our show notes. This is part four of our summary on the Morgan Post's district plan reporting, this time focusing on Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg and Lichtenberg. For more details, please follow the link in our show notes. First, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg. Recently, Bergmannstrasse experienced several concepts to calm down traffic. As reported by Berlin Briefing, meeting zones, parklets, and painted green dots were introduced and in some cases dismantled. 2020 is to be the year of decision for a lasting concept. In the first quarter, the different planning variants for the Bergmannstrasse are to be submitted to the District Council for decision. The redevelopment of Bergmannstrasse also has an impact on culture. Last year, the renowned Berlin-wide jazz festival Bergmannstrassenfest was celebrating its 25th anniversary, but it almost had the plug pulled. The street no longer offered enough space for stages, snack bars, and sales stands due to the aforementioned tests of traffic calming concepts. The festival moved to a new location on Kreuzbergstrasse. Initially, it seemed like a win-win situation for visitors, but local shops experienced a drop in sales, and the audience was smaller than in the years before. 2020 will show if the festival, under a new name, will recover from the move. District Mayor Monika Herrmann will not run for office again in the 2021 election. She served as city councilor since 2006 and mayor since 2013. In late autumn, a public dispute suddenly flared up over the Edge East Side Berlin high-rise. It's to be built on the Warschauer Brücke right next to the East Side Mall, and Amazon wants to rent 28 of the 35 floors. Among opponents of gentrification, the new headquarters of the company has become a symbol of undesirable change, and activists are working to prevent the company from entering the district. In a similar situation, and after continued resistance, Google stepped away from its plans to move to Kreuzberg in 2018. And now, Lichtenberg. Germany's largest homeless camp at Rummelsburger Bucht will have to make way for the controversial tourist attraction Coral World when construction work begins there this year. Now, the Senate Department for Social Affairs seems to have found an alternative location at short notice. A former refugee shelter in Karlshorst is to house homeless people who want to move into the heated building until the end of the cold period in April. A follow-up solution is still being discussed. Lichtenberg is so far Berlin's only district to be awarded the title of family-friendly municipality for its services to children, parents, and senior citizens. The district office plans to pay special attention to child poverty in 2020. Important guiding principles should be social participation, education, and health. The former Stasi headquarters on Normannenstrasse is to become a campus for democracy. This much is already certain since 2012, but little has happened since then. An archive for all Stasi files and documents is to be housed there, including the Stasi material currently still kept in Lichterfelde. Activists have started to convert a building on their own. For them, the decision-making process of federal and local authorities as well as private owners is taking too long. It remains to be seen to what extent they can actually use the building, which is in great need of renovation. Economic Senator Ramona Popp of the Greens has contradicted a proposal of the Berlin SPD, which states that future startups should only be supported with public subsidies if they're allowed to have works councils and are subject to collective bargaining agreements. Popp told the Berliner Morgenpost that Berlin's startup scene is an important driver of economic development, creating 50,000 new jobs each year. And she added, quote, "Of course, young companies also bear responsibility for their employees. However, startups face numerous financial and organizational challenges in their beginning stages. Additional requirements in this phase are not helpful if you want to maintain the innovative power and dynamism of Berlin as a business location. This was Pop's reaction to an initiative by Ina Zbora, deputy state chairwoman of the SPD. The Social Democrat, who is also a member of the Berlin House of Representatives, had suggested that startup support be linked to, quote, criteria of good work in the future, stating, quote, in the future, there should be neither direct nor indirect support for companies not bound by collective bargaining agreements and company co-determination. She added that fair working conditions should not be allowed to fall by the wayside in favor of growth. Berlin's startup scene is considered a showpiece throughout Germany. Nowhere else do young companies have such good access to well-trained specialists and to venture capital. Last year alone, the startups in the German capital received around 3.7 billion euros from investors. Berlin's startup ecosystem is also respected worldwide, a status that the Federal Association of German Startups now sees threatened. Christoph Stressing, a member of the Federation of German Startups, stated that in general, young startup companies have a different corporate culture than Siemens or Deutsche Bahn, adding, quote, the hierarchies are flat, employees have an extremely large influence on company policy, and collective bargaining agreements do not play a major role. Works councils are also a rarity, but not because they should be prevented, but because other mechanisms of influence and participation are effective in startups. Startups, for example, allow their employees to participate in the company and thus ensure that they share in its economic success. Stressing described the proposal of the Berlin SPD as, quote, completely wrong, adding, quote, no startup employee would benefit from it, and the entire Berlin startup ecosystem would be weakened. The Social Democrats' demands are incomprehensible, especially against the background that the state of Berlin's startup support should actually be intensified. He went on to explain that he believes if these ideas are implemented, hardly any Berlin startup would be able to receive support from the state, the consequences for the startup location would be catastrophic, Berlin would lose its job engine, and the economic successes achieved would be wasted. He believes the SPD should therefore quickly abandon the proposal. Christian Hosbach, regional head of the German Federation of Trade Unions, recommended taking a closer look, stating that, quote, good working conditions must also be of interest to startups, but it makes a difference whether it's a three-person startup or a 300-employee company that feels young. Berlin startup support is definitely about a lot of money. The Investitionsbank Berlin alone spent 63.7 million euros on startup projects in 2018. Added to this is the Berlin Startup Grant, which has supported more than 1,300 company founders in the city with around 40 million euros since 2014. According to statisticians, the move of Berliners to Brandenburg is slowing down the population growth in the capital. In the first three quarters of 2019, Berlin's population grew by only 11,700 people to around 3.65 million. Berlin-Brandenburg Statistics Office announced yesterday that this is the smallest population increase since the 2011 census. The statistics also show that the trend of German citizens relocating to the surrounding area is continuing. 12,600 of them moved to the neighboring state between January and the end of September of 2019. Statisticians added that the decline in the German population continues to be more than offset by the growth in the foreign population. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.